My name is Tamara Santibanez. I would say that I identify as an interdisciplinary artist, with oral history being a part of that practice. I am most interested, I think, and find myself using oral history as a research tool, as sort of a generative connection tool, an exploratory tool, community building tool, but also for archival purposes and preservation of story and memory and history, with an eye towards underrepresented identities and narratives. Yeah, well, a lot of my oral history work, I would say most of the oral history work that I've done for personal, you know, personal projects and personal initiative is around topics and practices that I hold really close personally. So specifically, the most of it over the past couple of years has been around tattooing, both around tattooing and the prison industrial complex and differing intersections of those, but also around queer and trans elders in tattooing and trying to preserve those stories.
When you think about just like what you know about what libraries are, do you kind of understand them as places, or I guess like sets of people who think about power and safety? Or is your sort of like ideal library like based on something else, like some other experience?
Well, when I think about librarians that I know as individuals, they're deeply concerned with those issues. I think that they're always thinking about resources and the public and democratizing access and even the unseen work of librarianship. You know, I think about the ways that those exist in public space and cities and can often be a sort of refuge, like not just of information, but of space, like a place to sit, a place to use the bathroom, a place to use the water fountain, a place to print your resume. And so I think that librarians are incredibly attuned to those things. And I think that they bring a really well-rounded care to not only the like information and the creative works and the historical works that they're stewarding, but the people who are in the space and the people who are encountering it. And that's always been my experience, you know, when I've worked with librarians, that they're very thrilled and excited to share information and to help enable that access. And that they're also really aware of the ways that that access can be denied.
Is that impression based on like your experience in trying to archive your work?
No, I would say it's based on more social relationships with librarians. And so that sample is skewed for sure, because it's so many people I know who were punks that made zines and now work in libraries and still make zines, or, you know, people who are very leftist, I guess that's the easiest way to say it. But yeah, I will say when it comes to interfacing with, to me, there's a great distance between these, you know, really radical, cool librarians that I know personally and library access in a more abstract sense. Like when I think about reaching out to an archive to try to find something in their collection, that feels much further away to me than the librarians that I know personally, which, you know, makes sense, of course. But it's hard to imagine the people who have those same values and those same ways of working in libraries as the people who I know when they're not in my immediate orbit. And so that's something I find myself being very intimidated by when I don't quite have a clear idea of what I'm looking for. I think I just struggle with, I think I get easily overwhelmed with digital access and with sheer volume. So the person-to-person aspect is very supportive for me. If I know that I can email somebody or call somebody or walk in somewhere and just ask a person and say, hey, this is my question, or this is what I need help with. Can you help me? Mm-hmm. And usually that's with pretty positive results. But I think what I also worry about there is that I'm missing some sort of crucial part of the experience, right? Like when I think about my home library, my own personal library, I'm familiar with the connections that exist there. And so there's, you know, I often find myself reading something, stopping, finding another book that relates to the thing that I was reading that I want to have on hand as I take in this new information. And there's all these connections and sort of a web that can be woven between what's there. And so with a library that is new to me, I fear that I lose out on that process. And I think maybe that's what I wonder, or what I feel shortchanged about, is what would that process look like? That exploratory process where I could more easily connect to other things there. And and I know that this comes up in oral history all the time, because when we're working with metadata or tags or what have you, or keywords, sometimes you're just having to listen to full oral histories to know what's in them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not necessarily a way to know or to find, you know, okay, it's something that I do, a habit that I have, is that anytime I'm in a search engine, I just type in tattoo and see what comes up.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, pretty much. Anytime I'm in a library or like an academic, like, you know, article archive or something, I'll just be like, what's here about tattooing? I'm always curious. And sometimes that just has really mixed results or really misleading results. I come across a lot of red herrings. I went into a bookstore the other day. I was trying to get a book as a thank you gift for a friend. And I have never really just asked a bookstore clerk for a general recommendation. I've always gone in looking for a specific title or something about a specific subject and just guided myself or asked, do you have this, yes or no? And I was able to say, hey, could you recommend something for me? I'm looking for fiction, a novel, maybe some kind of queer or trans narrative. Do you have any new releases that are something along those lines? And they were able to recommend like three or four things. And one of them, they were like, everyone in the bookstore just read this. Everyone's really excited about this title. And I got it. And it was great. But that process is so personal, and it was really fun and really satisfying, right? Because I was able to bring that person a sort of broad few prompts and then hear how they related to it or what they took from that. And I feel like that's a process that would be really exciting to me in a library.
What do you think would facilitate that kind of process in a library? Like that you would actually want to engage with?
Yeah, I think just talking to a person. I think maybe like having some sort of readily accessible like research doula in the library. You know, if I was able to show up and be like, this is my idea, this is what I'm curious about, where should I start, where can I go from there? I think that's something that I would really love.